Lesson 7. Words that link and describe. 1. The Tagalog language uses connectives or ligatures to link together two adjacent words to indicate that there is a close relationship between the two words and that, generally, one modifies the other. 1. The first suffix ligature, ng, is attached as a suffix to the end of words that end in vowels.
Ang malaking bahay ay isang paaralan.
The big house is a school.
Marunong ang batang mabait.
The good child is intelligent. 2. The second suffix ligature, g, is attached as a suffix to the end of words that end in the consonant n.
Ang mayamang lalaki ay mapagbigay.
The rich man is generous.
Ang hanging malakas ay malamig.
The strong wind is cold. 3. The third and last ligature na is used after words that end in consonants other than n.
Kumain siya ng maasim na mangga.
He or she ate a sour mango.
Maganda ang tahimik na bata.
The quiet child is beautiful. There are other many word sequences that need ligatures aside from the above adjective plus noun or noun plus adjective word sequence. 1. Noun plus noun.
Ang batang babae ay natulog.
The young girl slept.
Ang lolo ko ay matandang lalaki.
My grandfather is an old man. 2. Noun plus verb, or vice versa.
Ang ibong lumilipad ay binaril. Ang lumilipad na ibon ay binaril.
The flying bird was shot. 3. Adjective plus verb, or vice versa.
Pagod na dumating si tatay sa bahay. Dumating na pagod si tatay sa bahay.
My father arrived home tired. 4. Verb plus adverb or vice versa.
Kumaing mabilis si Pablo. Mabilis na kumain si Pablo.
Pablo ate quickly. 5. Noun plus adverb or vice versa.
Iwasan ang pag-aaway na matagal. Iwasan ang matagal na pag-aaway.
Avoid the long feud. 6. Adjective plus adverb, or vice versa.
Mahal na totoo ang relo mo. Totoong mahal ang relo mo.
Your watch is truly expensive. 7. Conjunction plus adverb.
Samantalang wala, magtiis tayo.
While we have none, let us be patient.
Sakaling dumating, paghintayin ang mensahero.
If he or she comes, make the messenger wait. 8. Verb plus verb.
Hinayaang umalis ang bata.
The child was allowed to leave.
Namatay na lumalaban ang sundalo.
The soldier died fighting. 9. Adverb plus adverb sequences, where the adverb is repeated for emphasis.
Gabing-gabi na siya umuwi.
He or she came home very late.
Bukas na bukas talaga ay babalik ako.
I shall certainly return tomorrow. 10. Adjective plus adjective sequences where the adjective is repeated to create a superlative.
Malinaw na malinaw ang utos niya.
His or her command is very clear.
Mabait na mabait ang guru ko.
My teacher is very kind. 11. Noun plus pronoun, or vice versa.
Ang bahay na yan ay akin.
That house is mine.
Ito ang aking lupa.
This is my land. 12. Pronoun plus adjective, or vice versa.
Ikaw na marunong ay magsalita.
You who are learned should speak.
Ang hangal na ito ay umiiyak.
This fool is crying. 13. Verb plus pronoun or vice versa.
Tatawaging ano ang bata?
By what name shall the child be called?
Tayong kanilang inapi ay natuto.
We whom they maltreated learned. 14. Pronoun plus pronoun.
Kinuha ninyo yaong amin.
You took that which is ours.
Tayong kanilang inapi ay natuto.
We whom they maltreated learned. Also note that changing the sequence of nouns, adjectives, verbs, and adverbs does not change the meaning of the phrases or the position of the ligatures, which still come after the first word.
Batang babae or babaeng bata.
Young girl.
Matabang lalaki or lalaking mataba.
Fat man.
Ibong lumilipad or lumilipad na ibon.
Flying bird.
Pagod na dumating or dumating na pagod.
Arrived, tired.
Kumaing mabilis or mabilis na kumain.
Ate quickly.
Matagal na pag-aaway or pag-aaway na matagal.
Long feud.
Mahal na totoo or totoong mahal.
Truly expensive.